The philosopher Voltaire said that madness is to have an erroneous perception and to reason correctly from it. Most people can see something wrong, but don't know what to do about it. That's a little better than that, don't you see? But we have become one nation under expert therapists who brainwash us, equally oblivious to the fact that they're enslaving idiots like us and making everyone worse, for which reason medicine is basically drugs. Drug for everything. And therefore, your mind is drugged and it lives in a hypnotic state. That's what drugs do. It helps you not to see what a stupid idiot you are and who's making you stupid and stupefying you. Legions of soul-numbing teachers. Legions of soul-numbing teachers. Neuropathological psychiatrists and drug-pushing doctors have been unleashed in order to compound the problem of this nation to the point of helpless surrender to a brave new world dictatorship. And if you can do it to America, it's all over for the world. There's nowhere to go. Unless you can be made to see in time, and the word is time, with emphasis on time, see what's happening to the downfall of America is imminent. They can be they, you know what I mean by they, the demoralized, who have that philosophy that Voltaire said that madness is to have an erroneous perception, but reason correctly from it. See that? So they can be identified in politics of license. No, I just said that wrong, I'm sorry, because I'm reading something from 2005 about things to come. Forgive me, because my own mind wants to say something different to what I'm reading. And you could tell when I'm reading, and you could tell what I'm ad-libbing. And the ad-libbing is much more lively and real. But still, I'm using these lines, these sentences, to trigger other things that come naturally to me. Because I don't have any people to talk to on the radio these days so much. Because I'm speaking to you about what's wrong with you. You're not being treated right. Psychiatry's medicine is all screwed. And it doesn't mean to say that all of it is, but pretty soon, and not pretty soon, but now I know that doctors are leaving and retiring early and leaving you with the bastards. See, that's what I mean by the bastards. You know what a bastard is, don't you? Okay. So they can be identified by the politics of license, have bred an army of pleasure-addicted anti-humans that are threatened by the noble values upon which this free nation was founded. Eventually a government will be elected, this is 2005, remember, by emotionally manipulated slaves who see the law of the just as restraint to their freedom. I wrote this in 19. There goes my 19. See, I come from the 19s. It's 2005. When this science perfects itself and perfects the objective, control will be rigidly confined to the elitist class. The populace will never be allowed to know how their convictions were generated, thinking them to be their very own. That's a hypnotic state. You see me do that. You go to Roy Masters' demonstration of hypnosis, I make that point. You go Google that, you'll find it. I'll do it in front of 500 people. Such a government will rise from an entrenched bureaucracy that has been in charge of education for at least two generations. At that time, they will securely control the population without the need for armies or policemen. Yes, they'll open the jails and let the most dangerous criminals out and give them a badge. And then you've got boots in the middle of the night. So it's going to happen. A recent history, only a few nations have succeeded in coming close to this political paradise. Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union, unfortunately, through the development of modern technology of communications, the mind of everyone may be controlled without their ever realizing it one day everywhere. We'll be right back.
To you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yeah. Just call me. Do yourself a favor. Call me at 800-866-8883 and discuss this subject with me. I say that more of you than you could possibly believe are brainwashed. If you're only brainwashed when you come into the world and your parents make you a Christian, whether you like it or not. Of course, you could rebel and become a communist, see. Or something like that. So you won't have any religion at all. But that's when you could be radicalized because you become sensitive to the dark side of the force. That was in your parents that tried to make you a Christian. See, that's evil too. And a lot of you Christians are not as good as you think you are. So let me continue my thoughts here. So I was saying, this is a continuum of what I was saying in the first hour. So I hope you'll, go to my website, FHU.com, and listen to it on the refeeds. It plays all night and all day tomorrow until the program begins. Oh, the program, it's going to be over the weekend. So this program will be playing over the weekend. And then Monday evening, it disappears, and here I am again. Please, God, see, I'm not young anymore. So don't worry, I just want you to know. Let me put the insert here. I'm almost 88. I don't know how much time I have, but I want to do it on the radio. So will you keep me alive? Because this is what I love to do. I love to help you. I want you to see what you haven't seen. That's all. And I risk you being angry with me or other people angry with me. I've been under subjectivity of people being cruel, the media, all the rest of it. It's all been good for me. I'm saying it's all been very good for me. I like the saying, then I'll go on with my subject. I like this. I wrote a book called The Secret of Life. I didn't like the first few chapters, so I took it off the market years and years ago. I'm going to put it back again because it's got some remarkable stuff in here that I didn't realize I knew. I didn't realize I was right when I was writing this. Another hand was writing it, but I only opened it just on this particular page because of what it says, which is relative to what I've been trying to tell you. And I just wrote it down. I've got lots of words that precede it and precede it. But I picked this from the Bible to make my point and to build more around this, what I'm about to say. And Jesus says this, woe unto the flesh that depends upon the flesh, and the soul that depends on them both. Woe unto you that men shall speak well of you. Blessed are you when men shall separate you from their company and persecute you, speak evil of you for righteousness' sake, for great is your reward. This is in America the final battle of our lives. Many Americans are broken, demoralized, and many of our politicians, our doctors, psychiatrists, attorneys are products of a violated university programs and also to their schools that lead them to degrees and authority. And so they think of themselves as an authority, and you go to an authority, but that's where you get mostly the wrong advice, especially in psychiatry. And since psychiatry actually fails, as it would, if you could spend 10 years, you're getting fixed and only becoming worse while your life is getting worse. But, you know, people have caught on to that. So now we haven't got caught on to this one. We've got drugs for everything, for every symptom. There's about 170,000 diseases. They've discovered that 170,000, each symptom needs drugs. There's not a cure. It's you're drugged whether you are, you know, whether you like it or not, because that's all you can only get relief from the drug. Then you are subject to the drug pushers, whether it's legal or illegal. Doesn't make any difference. Perhaps a little safety, but that's it. I'm not sure that is true either. But anyway, let me go on with my article. So I'm talking about the misalignment of education, and growing number of young people are leaving school dependent, not able to resist the politics expertly programmed down into their brain. This ideal cannot be met with ordinary dictatorship. I dare not reveal how this might be achieved, only to say that it's possible to shape a citizen according to the sort of beliefs the authorities consider desirable. And that's what's happening to your schools, to your universities. It's not the same country because of that. We're almost done. And why, if when you're almost done, can you see that you're almost done and you need to stand up? But what is standing up? You've got to be very, very careful how you stand up. Before you can stand up, you have to be saved. Now that sounds strange for me to say that. You have to be redeemed from that programming. You have to be reprogrammed. Yes. You have to be reprogrammed. I'll say it differently. Unless you become as a little child, you can no way enter the kingdom. Why is that? Because you've become what I've just described, and you don't know it. But you do know it by virtue of anger, anxiety, and doubt, and fears, which a population, which Americans shouldn't have, doubts, fears, anxieties. The anxiety is because you've been led away. Anxiety comes from because through the generations. So that you're born into a Christian house. Let me just say the sacred word, because I believe in Christianity, in Jesus, but not in the preachers. Not in the preachers, no. It's something you can't learn intellectually. Intellectually, is the knowledge of good is just as bad as the knowledge of evil, because it looks good and it isn't. And when you call it Christianity, you push it on your kids, you program them. So they're just superficial Christians and not very much danger to our adversaries. There are, of course, excuses for that. There are real Christians, don't get me wrong, but I'm just making the point, not just on Christians, but any kind of religion pushed on you. Any kind of ideas pushed on you. When you're born, you can't help it. You cannot help You're born into sin. You're born into a culture that precedes you. And therefore, but your mother was, and your father was born into a generation that precedes you. And you, if you could go back every generation, all the way back to the first two, the divine light, just to let me just change the subject just a wee bit. The perfect culture, the perfect politic, if you like, is a relationship with the Creator. That's it. The perfect government. And the chief of that government is our Creator. So there is a way to be still and experience Him now. And you, what an education you get. My, what an education you should get all of a sudden when you come go forward. You're not going to go backwards to becoming as a little child, because the little child has it when they're born and they see all the corruption around and see the madness of their mom and the madness of their father and the cruelty and the weakness of a father, limp-wristed scumbag that he is, see, or bully that he is. He's either nothing or too much of a something, and then the child sees this and doesn't know how to deal with it, and gets confused. And that confusion is programming, and programming could be other programming as you go through life, because you're now subject to the world around you, and anyone who knows how to sort of pop open, get inside you through some emotion, they can add to your misery. And when you try to help somebody without knowing what help is, you tend to get caught up in the person you're helping. And that person can control you and make you dependent on approval. What a nice person you are, see? And you love it. You got a good feeling of giving yourself to that person because now you're a good Christian. No, you're a slave of that mother-in-law or your mother. It's a 90-year-old mother. And then my 90-year-old mother, 95-year-old mother could, in bed, can be really, really angry, and nothing you can do is good enough for them. But so is your husband, so your wife can do the same thing. The more nice you are, the more you embolden them to want more from you. Once you start giving of yourself, and they start feeding on that, you can't stop feeding on it because you've lost connection to your Creator. Don't you see? I don't know how I can say these things. I'm not reading my stuff anymore. I sort of drifted away from it. I'll come back to it in a minute. Because the fact that I wrote this in 2005 is important. This is all happening. So I'm going to read it a little bit more. I've got one more page. I'm just only on the first page. So, if all are miserable, all will believe themselves happy. Oh, let me see. Let me start something else. Let me see. Let me start again, so, because some of you have just joined me, and so it doesn't hurt to read a couple of lines that I've said before, just a few minutes ago when I started giving my harangue. Through misalignment of miseducation, a growing number of young people are leaving school dependent, unable to resist the politics expertly programmed into them, so they become no good, nothing, useless people, even with degrees. They don't know what the hell to do with it, about it. And they've got a $60,000 debt that they'll never pay. And they can't buy a house till they pay it. So they move into their parents' home and everything falls apart. There's no purpose in life anymore. So if all are miserable, all will believe themselves happy or look for happiness to make them feel happy. Drugs, alcohol, but especially sex. That's the way they'll make you the happiest of all. But it's also the biggest drug of all. Yeah, food can be drugs, depending on how you relate to it. If you're empty of God, you need to have a vacuum that needs to be filled. And it could be filled by anything. Anything, stamp collecting could be an addiction. See, money could be an addiction. It could be anything, but stress, the horror, the misuse of women, gentlemen. I mentioned that yesterday, will kill you. Oh, you see what the murders are going on? There's 25,000 murders every day, every year. Just husband and wife. Just that. Just 25,000 people kill each other in fits of anger. In marriage. Just that. Let alone all the rest of it. Be right back. See, so if all are miserable, all will can believe themselves happy, because they've got lots of things that makes them happy that takes them away from what is unhappy. And that's called drugs. And everything can be a drug. So you can't really take drugs away. You can't really take them away because food's drugs. And you can eat, you can gorge yourself on food, and the more you want, the more you want. The greater the need, because you're looking external to the world. I said, woe unto you. Woe unto the flesh that depends upon the flesh. See? You know, do you take your energy from the food in your belly? And the stress like an animal? Because that's what's happening. The food from your belly moves you and motivates you to get pleasure, to get even. And if you can't get even, you just stuff it down. And you get disease, mental, emotional illnesses, every kind of illness. Then you go to a doctor who doesn't know what the hell he's doing. But there are some that do, don't get me wrong. There's some good ones, but they're in... They're quite rare, so the chances are you won't have one. See? So, if all are miserable, all will believe themselves happy in some way, find a way to be happy, because the government will tell them that it's so. The government will, medicine, pharmaceuticals will devise newer and newer and newer drugs that give the appearance of curing you. But if you live longer, and you then in that length of time you live longer, then you're less conscious of what's going on. All you care is about your miserable existence, and then it's so miserable that the drugs don't have to kill you. You get so morbid that you will commit suicide. You know, there's about 40,000. People committing suicide every 6 months in America. And you can see the anxiety created by the promise of cure, the promise of cure, the promise of feeling better, but it comes in so many different ways. But everyone is tantamount to the dope pusher, arising to the need of the dope. And the dope person feels high. Every high is very short-lived and is the next low. Every high is the next low. Every image, every picture you have in your mind and play with your mind, if you know what I mean, but you're not actually playing with your mind, are you? You can have sex with you. You can even have sex without a woman. You can just imagine her and make her real in your head, so real that you're really having sex. And then you could commit suicide. This, I want to just say something that is psychologically and metaphysically correct, which is now straying away from the point I'm making. And the point is that it is the misuse of sex that your mother and father and grandmother and all the way through, in their ignorance and in their lusts, even when you're married, doesn't make you a better person. Men have become, especially men, have learned how to get rid of women because they get control and make them worse. So they create their own women in their heads and with pictures to enforce the image so that it becomes real. And so that awakens the sensual pleasure, which only lasts about 3 minutes and 28 seconds. That's about it. So, but the point is, you're having sex with an imagined creature, which is the dark side of the force, rising up into you. So when you get into the image, what is in the image, what's playing the role of the image, because the brain, it provides the image of it. So there's a spirit behind that. And when you get into it, it gets into you and you will go crazy. And I don't want to go beyond that because so many men are dying from that. And nobody talks about that. Nobody understands it, but you're getting further and further away from God to the misuse of women. And the women are left alone, unloved. So it starts. But if I'm being a preacher here, I'm not reading my material now, but I'll come back to that in a few minutes. So if you'd understand what a woman wants, she needs you to be a noble person. See, you begin to realize that you are a pig for love and that you're using her and she feels used and she hates you for it, or she becomes addicted to doing it to you, helping you and giving herself to you, because the alternative is not abortion. I was looking for another word. Divorce. Since she wants to hold the family together, she keeps giving of herself until she gets sick. It gets cancer and dies or something. It is a horrible thing for a human being to be misled, to see what you've learned in school. What have you learned in school? You learn to put, looking back a long way, but still in play. What you will see, I got interrupted, my wife came in just now. What you will see is a memory that may have forgotten of going to school and being taught when you're 5 or 6 years old, 7 years old, to put condoms on bananas. And everybody goes, oh, but it let it go. And then it gets worse from there, but then you don't see it anymore because what worse looks like it's normal. It's a sort of a norm, a new norm. And that's the problem, that through that new norm, you are being manipulated to this day and robbed of your ability to stand up for yourself. But only the only thing you can do, for most people, you can see how the president got in. Because the number of people who are demoralized don't have a God. They have an emptiness. They have an emptiness and anxiety. And they need someone to rise to the occasion of their needs to be fulfilled. But they are fools that are being filled. And they don't know it. And then they become enemies of us who are not fulfilled thusly. Okay.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology, which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Are you struggling with a sexual problem? You need to read Roy Masters' book, Understanding Sexuality. In Roy Masters' book, he says, "The great white father of psychiatry, Sigmund Freud, came very close to basic truth, but before he had quite reached it, he veered off into the outer reaches of scientific confusion. If only he had been able to view the facts that his searching mind uncovered by the light of spiritual discernment, he might have discovered the truth about man's nature. He might have discovered, for instance, that the sex drive in man is somehow linked with and blossoms from a traumatic experience with a parent long forgotten. Of course, but nonetheless, there at the core of his being, surrounded and hidden by the concentric growth rings of subsequent traumatic experience that have binded him to the original violation of his human identity." It's Understanding Sexuality by Roy Masters. Go to FHU.com, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
He's the jingle in your pocket, worth the jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along a shore and leave their footprints in the sand.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So while you're listening to this program, of course, if you listen over the weekend and in the future, it's sort of cemented in. So, but what's the date today? David, what's the date today so I can... Friday the 13th? Oh, that's Yeah, it's scary. Yeah. So not to me, though. The thing is, I want to give you some news. David just gave me the news, in case you're not, you may hear it later on, but I want you to hear it from me, if you don't mind. The 112 people are killed for sure in Paris. 158, thank you very much. 158, and there's 200 casualties, wounded. Yeah, probably only 5 or 6. They know there's 5 that are dead, that did this dastardly thing. But how do you think this is affecting the Parisians and people, the French in general? The French have a very bad reputation of being sort of being weenies. Excuse me, putting it that way. Lovers, but not fighters to stand up. Even in the Second World War, they had an army, if I can remember, it was more than almost 600,000. But in the face of Hitler, in the face of it, to persuade him to show how unwarlike they are, they reduced it to 250,000. They actually cut 250,000 soldiers, and therefore they were overrun. They were intimidating. They want to go along. I want to be your friend. You can't be a friend to an enemy. There's evil in the world. There's evil in America, everywhere. But not all people who look evil are. Because you can't tell the difference between an evil person and a person who is infected by it. Do you hear that? In other words, there's no difference between a person who's infected, imprinted with the behavior, and that person can pass it on to another and multiply itself in the same way. The usual way is to find somebody more weaker than yourself and vent on them and take the juice of their downfall, their life forces. You can't see the life force leaving them. But it is like a killing, a partial killing, where a person is less alive, but in conflict and subject to the bully, if that bully is you. And I was going to take that further. That's just such an important line. And my mind just went like that. It turned off. So I just have to ad lib a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. I just want you to understand that the point I'm making has come back. You can't tell the difference. So you've got to be careful with your judgment. So the point is, when you are engaged, if you're approached by a person who is cruel, you hate that person, you naturally respond. And how is your response? If your response is a response, emotionally, two things happen. One of them is you become an appeaser. You can become an appeaser just from hearing what's going on in Paris. And that would be enough for you, because you feel it's coming, you're reacting to it, and giving sympathy maybe for it. But the trouble is, when you're giving sympathy for it, you're becoming part of giving sympathy to the devil. And you don't realize that far away of experience is actually affecting you to doubt yourself and to adapt to believing that ISIS is good. It is not that it's good, but you'll feel, when they come here, you'll feel comfortable with them because you love them. You feel that, and they will reward you for your loyalty. So you give your loyalty to the biggest, the strongest horse. That's what you do. And it happens in your personal life. you will give yourself to the strongest horse. And if the source is the strongest horse is the source, like what's going on across the sea in Paris and other places continuously, you keep reacting, and before you're knowing it, you have identified yourself with them with sympathy and feel secure when they come over. And many of you can be radicalized, especially if you start to hate your country and turn against what's going on, which is another form of evil in the schools and wherever, and in the justice system, etc., etc. America is in a big mess right now. And what you really need to understand is what Jesus said it, but he did not explain it as I have, because I have time to explain it. And maybe he explained it, but it didn't come down to us. He says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, instead of doing to others what was done to you. So let me just make that clear. So I say you do not know whether the person is a devil, evil, but he has something in them to make them behave that way and not be able to stop. A person who is mean to you and cruel to you is out of control. He wasn't or she wasn't born that way. Your mother who's cruel, your father who's cruel, your mother who's seductive and makes you codependent and holds tight to you and to hold your life in her hands, or the one that runs away, see, who she pursues because she thinks she hasn't loved him enough, etc. See, that is cruelty. So even love itself can be cruel. And so if you go back far enough, you can see that there's only one devil and one God, and only one man sinned, and sin entered through Eve, and Adam, and got to Adam, and he got into her, and she got into him, and the dark side that you can't see, touch or feel, entered both of them, and therefore he makes an excuse, which is worse than the sin. But never mind, only one man has ever sinned in his whole life. Only one human being. Even ISIS are created that way. They are born into it, just like you're born into Christianity or Judaism and only get half of what's necessary to be a human. Only half is nice, the behavior is good. But there's always a side of you that doesn't know how to fight until you have to. Because we think of ourselves as cultured human beings. And so we are a little bit too much cultured. Too much culture. The real culture is God. Adam was right before the real culture. And he wanted freedom. Freedom to be wrong. See, all right, whatever he chooses. And that's it. And you also enjoy your freedom from right and do wrong. And excuse yourself. How many people, let me ask you a question, how many of you do not make excuses? Or, let me add one more thing to it. How many people project their problems onto other people, on the innocent, and accuse others of what you are? By the way, that happens to be Karl Marx's slogan. Accuse others of what you are, bang, they get to you. And they win. And their arguments then become stronger, even though they're lies, they'll whimper you down. And that's your problem, because you'll be wimpy, wimpy, wimpy because you can't get over the people who know how to control you. So it's just not the first person that does it to you, your fathers, your mother, your brothers and sisters. It's not just that. I'm just getting away from all my fancy stuff that I was speaking about and making something very relevant for you, is that your mother and father inherited something from their parents. And it goes back to great parents, great grandparents, and the great 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 grandparents, and the great 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 great. And if you go, you take all of the people in the world and bring them back to the first two, and science has said that there was a sort of Adam and Eve, not the way I see it, but the way they see it. I mean, they started the world, you can start the world with two kangaroos, a male and a female, but you can't start with nothing. So you do have to have a first pair, don't you? Then you have, they breed. And what did they breed? To one man's sin and death through sin spread. Now this is beautiful. In a manner of speaking, it's very ugly. And but you're born into a culture other than that which is paradise. The culture, the perfect culture, is the God within you. My purpose is to try to bring you back to that so that you can put your Bible down. You've got enough verses and chapters, enough, to know that there's a God, but he's not in you. You can go by the Wailing Wall if you're Jewish and you go to church every Sunday. That does not make you a Christian. It makes you a robot. A nice robot Christian. I've dealt with them. There are real Christians, don't get me wrong. There are real Jewish people like Netanyahu, who's not so rigidly Jewish, but has what we call sachel, common sense. He's not mechanical. See, he's not so religious. He's intuitive. You don't want a religious creature in Israel. You need somebody that likes being Jewish, likes the laws. They said, but he's listening to common sense within himself. And then he can let everything that was good there, lay there in his brain, and then experiencing the service to an everlasting creator for an everlasting life, and the good that it can do to all of the human race if we could all stand up that way.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Okay, I was talking to you about that everybody who is evil is not necessarily evil. There's only one evil, and it travels through as a plague through the generations. So if you take all of the cultures and reduce it to the first two, which scientific sciences say there was, but not exactly as we see it in a spiritual point of view, then you have through one man's sin, disobedience, and he can choose, and God knew he was going to choose that, and that's the only person that is guilty. And that guilt is an illness. It passes from generation to generation. The first family, Cain kills Abel. It didn't get very far before horror took place. And it has to be that way, because you're inheriting cultures other than all cultures, even our own constitution shouldn't be necessary. It's only necessary to keep the bad people from you. That's what the laws are. The Ten Commandments, with all the little extras is put on it. God knows how many there are to reinforce those ten. But even the Constitution, I don't need a constitution. I don't need a religious. I don't need to be told, you know, to not kill or steal. I don't need all that. I have that inside me. It's only for the bad guys you have all those constitutions, not for the good ones. That's why they must be there. They can't be broken down. And they're breaking down now in this country, don't you see? So if you have what I'm saying you have, I can talk to you about what it must be, what you must do or need to do, not must, because you've got to be complete. You have intuition, but somehow you've lost the connection to what gives it to you. Do you follow? It's like you know Roy Masters' name, and suddenly you in business and years go by, and you remember my name. It says somewhere in your head. And as long as it's there, if he said, you know, this fellow was on the radio for a long time, and somebody says, you mean, say, Roy Masters? He said, that's right. Well, it's because it's already there. I'm trying to tell you that redemption is already there. That's what Jesus means when he says, become as a little child, but you can't go backwards. You're going forward. You can't go backwards in time, but you can go forward in time, in that moment. And you can see that you've inherited misery and suffering. And if you look carefully at your own parents, you'll see that it came from them. And that's maybe you're resenting your parents, but then you find yourself standing in the shoes of your parents because you become what you hate. But you can also turn that around and say, I'm going to be a nice person. I'm not going to be a mean person like my mom and dad. And so then you're too nice, and everybody takes advantage of you. And then you hate. And then you feel guilty. And then you love. Love, hate. It is a poison. We do not know what love is. And love is not sex. Love is not eating too much. Love is loving too much. To love those who love you, what profit is there in that? Thieves and robbers love thieves and robbers, right? So all you do is make each other worse, and all you do when you get married, you make each other worse. You embolden each other. You embolden the bully, and the bully emboldens you to be a wimp. And loves you for it, or screams you haven't loved him enough. And bullies you into getting it. And it's just terrible situations. And now you're going to... So everybody... There's a dark side to this. Let me speak of the dark side. A really, really dark side. So you've got to be careful not to hate the hurter. Because the hurter does not know what he's doing. What you have to do is shine a light. The light has to come through you and to give you the power not to overreact or even react to the evil one. Let's call him the evil one. Now, it may be a real evil person, which are rare. They usually end up as Democrats. not philosophers, but they end up as, can't think of it. Oh dear. Well, I'll come back to that in a minute. It's almost like a swear word. But let me just finish the point, and maybe I'll get the right word. There's a dark side to what it's very, very indistinct in your mother or your father or the teacher. They don't know what they're doing. They weren't born that way. And the great-great-great-great-grandfathers and the great-great-grandparents all the way back to Paradise Lost, you're born into various cultures, everyone better or worse than the other. And there's never been anything quite like what America was, but not what America is now. See? And so we won't go into that. I just want to just make a point, a very important point, if I have enough time. I think I rarely have. It's just a little bit. So you can't tell the difference between whether that person is really evil and plays the role of Satan, so to speak, in your life, misery, cruelty. And you're actually, without knowing it, reacting and feeding yourself to it. You don't realize you're actually giving it power. But what if you stopped giving it power? What if that person couldn't upset you at all because of the light in you shining on them? And the light shining through you makes you immune to reaction and keeps you healthy and locked in. And every situation locked in tighter to the Creator forever. So you go through trials and tribulations, as the Bible says, woe unto you, the flesh that depends on the flesh and the soul that depends on them both. Woe to you that men shall speak well of you. See, you're kissing up. Blessed are you that when men shall separate you from their company, persecute you, speak evil of you for righteousness' sake, great is your reward, etc., etc. Now you have that. And so when you're attacked by that evil one, then there's a possibility that the light that shines on that person relieves them. It may take a day or two and say, well, why did I hate Roy Masters? He's just telling me the truth, and bang, you have helped to redeem, to help to experience what you experience. Your experience goes to his experience, which is the light. It's the light that lights them up and makes them recognize where you're coming from, as you recognize it with me. Correct? I'm no ordinary person, am I? Nor should you be. However, if there is an evil person in there, if he's really evil, and it's psychopathic or sociopathic, which are rare, so I never really met one, see, basically, because I haven't met everybody. So they avoid me. I find them mostly they avoid me and try me and take second thought for some reason which is unknown to them. But the good person, what's good in them, is drawn to me. Now, I'm going to tell you one more thing, and then that drawn to me is helps them to be a union with me, who's in union with my Creator. And so it's not me they're in union with, I'm just the agent. So that's it. But look, listen, Monday's coming. You can listen to this program over the weekend, over and over again if you want to. FHU.com, you go there, would you please? And you see Roy Masters live, more Roy Masters, what do you call it? David, live and archives. There it is. Thank you. We'll be right back in just a minute. I'll give you some information. Ladies and gentlemen, please, we only have a little while till I reach more people. I've helped millions of people. It's not enough. Millions. Yes, but you see, we got 330 million, so it's really a drop in the bucket. A lot of people have died. They've lived longer. As I have survived all the terrible things and just become a better person. Please, get my meditation. It's free. Just try it. Post Office Box 1000, Rance Pass, Oregon 97528. FHU.com/donate if you want to donate, but just please, you must help me. Thank you very much. I want to reach more people. Maybe we can survive things to come.